Phoenix Theater Artistic Director Michael Barnard worked hard to obtain the local rights to stage End of the Rainbow, a biographical exposé of Judy Garland during her 1968 London comeback engagement, just months before she committed suicide. But the show is a bland look at this great entertainer and the production, including Jeannie Shubit's unsuccessful attempt to recreate the legendary singer, is disappointing. We all know the awful situations that confronted Garland based on her bad handling by people who took advantage of her celebrity and talent but who cared little about her. This end-of-the-life glimpse represents Garland at her worst, depressed, feeling unloved and unappreciated, and surrounded by people who saw nothing but her money-making potential. So End of the Rainbow looks at this great entertainer at her miserable end. It's depressing and badly written by Peter Quilter, who makes Garland a frail shadow of her former self, but most significantly, Quilter finds nothing new about the entertainer to rekindle an interest in her depressing end. And Garland was known for her singing, and End of the Rainbow only allows the performer interpreting Garland to sing just a few of her many famous songs. There's boring minutia about the star, her pettiness, her focus on unimportant trivia, but nothing pulls audiences into this entertainer or makes you care about her story. Yes, she was sad, and she was used terribly by everyone around her, but this is well-known Garland memorabilia. And Phoenix Theater didn't entrust the significant role to a performer strong enough to transform into the singer. Jeannie Shubit gets Garland's vocal and facial expressions right, indicating that she studied the personality in films and television, but Shubit isn't talented enough to do anything more than a weak interpretation of the singer. Shubit is always playing a part and never evolves into Garland. Her song renditions are fair approximations of Garland's sound, but becoming the sad and depressed singer never happens. There are a few other characters introduced, including Mickey, played by Caleb Reese, who was Garland's last husband and manager, and Anthony, played by Jeff Kennedy, who was Garland's last pianist and the singer's confessor. Neither actor is particularly good. Set in a London hotel room, the play with music has been boringly staged by Carla Kosinen, who fails to make End of the Rainbow dynamic. If you loved Garland, End of the Rainbow doesn't do the singer justice. If Garland wasn't a favorite, End of the Rainbow won't turn you into a fan and may strengthen your already negative impression. End of the Rainbow gets 1 star out of 5 and continues through May 17th. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.